It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 13th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is inflammable, spelled I-N-F-L-A-M-M-A-B-L-E. Inflammable is an adjective that describes things that can catch fire, though flammable is the more common word for that meaning. Inflammable also means, more broadly, easily excited or angered. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Return of the Native by Thomas Hardy. Don't trouble about it. They may get to be friends, he shook his head. Not two people with inflammable natures like theirs. The words combustible and incombustible are opposites, but the words flammable and inflammable are synonyms. Why? The in-in of incombustible is a common prefix meaning not, but the in-in of inflammable is a different prefix. Inflammable comes from the Latin word inflammare, meaning to inflame, itself from in, meaning, in this case, in or into, plus flammare, meaning to flame. Flammable also comes from flammare. In the 20th century, firefighters worried that people might think the word inflammable meant not able to catch fire, so they adopted flammable and non-flammable as official safety labels and encouraged their use to prevent confusion. In general use, flammable is now the preferred term for describing things that can catch fire, but inflammable is still occasionally used with that meaning as well. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.